Yerushalmi Shvi's corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Kuf Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ha'oriz v'adoichen v'ha'poragin v'ha'shumshumin v'yeshushu lefnei Rosh Hashanah mitz'asrin l'sha'ava umutarim b'shvi'yis v'imlav asurim b'shvi'yis mitz'asrin l'shana habo. Rice, millet, poppy, and sesame that took root before Rosh Hashanah are tithed according to the previous year and they're permitted in shvi'yis. If not, they are prohibited in shvi'yis and are tithed according to the later year. Rishim Shazuri Omer, Pora Mitzvi, Shazor, Lezera, Betrila, Kiritz Behen. Rishim Shazuri says that if an Egyptian bean was planted to be used for its seeds, it follows the same rule as above. Rishim Omer, Afunim, Hagim Lunim, Kiritz Behen. Rishim says that large peas also follow the same rule as above. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afunim, Hagim Lunim, Shetarmalai, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Elazar says that for large peas, their tarmils must have grown before Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, Ha'oyuiz v'adoichin chulei, v'peres holchu acha shlish, v'oyuiz acha hashwasha, v'yerek b'shas likitasai isuri. The Gemara says that the Mishnah taught about rice and millet means the year of tithing for fruits depends on when they grew to a third or of their full weight. Rice follows when it took root, and vegetables follow the time of their harvest. Minayin shehilchu b'peres acha hashlish, migoncha miyikvecha, migoncha v'leikol goncha, miyikvecha v'leikol yikvecha. What's the source for this rule of fruits? It's the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Chof Beis. You shall make the festival of Sukkot for 7 days, when you gather from your threshing floor and your wine press, from your threshing floor, but not from all of your threshing floor, from your wine press, but not all of your wine press. This indicates that even if it only reached a third of its growth, it's obligated in Maaseh. And the Gemara asks, Ma'ata afilu pachas meshlish. If so, then even if it's less than a third, it should be obligated. Rizeira answers from the Pasuk in Dvarim Yudale Pasuk of Beis that you shall surely tithe all of the produce of your seeds, referring to something that is planted and grows. This excludes less than a third grown that is not yet capable of being planted and growing. If so, the first third should be obligated in the last year's tithe, and the second third should be obligated in this year's tithe. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mechagasukois, Lavoi, Vat Mahalech Boy Leshaava, Ve'elu Hoyol, Veze, Lavoi, At Mahalech Bahen Leshaava. Rabbi Yochanan says, learn it from Sukkos, since they're mentioned together in the Pasuk, in Dvarim, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, just as Sukkos is in the year that follows Shemitah, but it follows the previous year, since its fruits reached a third grown during Shemitah, so too, these follow the previous year, which is when they reach a third grown. Ne'ema af ba'oyuiz v'vedochan v'fagin v'shimshin kain. The Gemara asks, we should also say this for rice, millet, poppy, and sesame, while they follow the time of taking root. Rabbi Chuna b'achia ama she'efsha la'amoid alav. Rabbi Chuna b'achia is the answer that as it's impossible to know when they had grown a third, as every fruit is different, so there will be a mixture of fruit that some are already obligated in tithing and some are still exempt. Mesivin, Lachuna, Bachia, Batani, Soves, Gornoi, Lesoi, Chevenim, Samase, Mazawe, Yokoi, and Miaokoi, Alzoi. The Gemara rejects this from the Tosefta to Rabchuna Bachia, and it says a person may gather all of his threshing floor together and then tithe, even though there's old and new produce mixed together, and he tithes the vegetables for the grains and vice versa, as we say that he separates the old for the new, for the old, and the new for the new. And Rabbi Yose, Kaima, Chuna, Barchama. Rabbi Yose says it was Chuna Barchama who gave that answer. Rabbi Yona Chuna Barchia, B'shem Shmuel, Yoni disagrees, he says no, it wasn't Chuna Barchama, it was Chuna Barchia in the name of Shmuel. Ksiv Ase Taase es Kol Tuvah Zaracha, Maase Echad at Maase B'shana Achas, Vein at Maase Shtei, Maaseis B'shana Achas. The answer that Gemara gives is, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Gedalet Pasuk of Beis, you shall surely tithe all the produce of your seeds, you shall tithe once for 1 year, but not twice for 1 year. Hesivan, Haripoa Mitzvi, Harihu, Shnei Maaseh B'shana Achas, Detani Soves Gronoi L'Seichoi V'Nimsa Maaseh Mezaoi Al Yaokoi U'Miyaokar Zoi. The Gemara rejects this by saying that the Egyptian bean is tithed twice for 1 year. As the Brisa taught, a person may gather all of his threshing floor together and then tithe, thereby separating the vegetables for the grains and vice versa. And the Gemara gives the second answer, Amar B'Zeira, Ksiv Sheishanam Tizah Sadecha V'Asafta Shisha Zorin V'Shisha Oisvin Lo Shisha Zorin V'Shiva Oisvin. The Rizeo says, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Gimel, you shall plant your field for 6 years, and this is later, and you shall gather your produce. There are 6 years of planting and six, but not 7 years of gathering. But since rice is planted at the end of the year and continues to grow in the seventh year, if a third of its growth would be followed, it would also need to be gathered in the seventh year. Amav Yonah, B'shisili, Nan, Yachlin, Kaimen, El Bezayin, Elakini shisha zarin v'shisha shutzei oifin lo shisha zarin v'chamisha asifin. Rabbi Yonah says, on the contrary, for the six plantings, there will only have been five gatherings, because if planted at the end of the sixth year, it would have grown a third in shvi'ith and had been hefka. So why did Rabbi Zeira mention the seventh? Rather, there are 6 years of planting and six, but not 5 years of gathering, and planting rice would result in five gatherings if we follow when it grew a third. Hesivan, Haripola Mitzi, Harishisha Zorin, Bahamisha Oisvin, the Tani Sober Groinoi, Lesoich, and Ibsa Masa, Mazari, Al Yaukoi, and Yauka Azari. The question is, an Egyptian bean has six plantings and five gatherings, as it taught in the earlier Tosefta that a person may gather all of his threshing floor together and then tithe, thereby separating the vegetables for the grains and vice versa. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. What's the source to say that a vegetable's time of picking is followed for its tithing? The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says in Dvarim in Tev Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, from your threshing floor and your winepress, just as they mainly grew from last year's rains, so they are tithed according to last year's tithe, so too for vegetables, since they grew from this year's rains, you should tithe them according to this year's tithe. Hativun, and the Gemara asks a question on that. Hari Pura Mitzri, Zoi Lezera, Mith Asila Sha'ava, Zoi Lerek, Mith Asila Voi. The Kisme Biyade, Zoi Lezera, Huchai Mime Hashona Sha'ava, Zoi Lerek, Huchai Mime Hashona Haba. That the Gemara says if an Egyptian bean was planted to use the seeds for planting, it's tithe according to last year's tithe. If it was planted for its consumption, it's according to next year's tithe. So does the bean magically know what the owner's purpose was in planting? That if it was for the seeds, it will live from last year's rain, and if it was for consumption, it will live from next year's rain? But the Gemara leaves this question unanswered.